Well, it's Christmas time, yes. Today is November 25, and just think, in exactly 1 month's time, we'll be either, you know, halfway through Christmas lunch, or if you're a late luncher, you'll be just about sitting down to that Christmas lunch. Hopefully it won't be a 40-degree day. It'll be a nice, you know, mid-20s, 30-degree day, and we'll be able to enjoy Christmas. But it's just a month away today, which means if you have done absolutely no Christmas shopping, you'd better start. For many, the holidays can't come soon enough for all of us after what has been a shocker of a year. But for struggling retailers, the lead-up to Christmas and the sales period that follows is a chance to make up lost sales due to lockdowns and hopefully make a financial recovery by the start of the new year. Professor Gary Mortimer is from the Queensland University of Technology, and he joins me on the phone this afternoon. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Brent. Great to chat again.
Likewise, mate. Thank you for your time. You're a busy man and we appreciate it. It's that time of the year, Gary, where, well, normally people rush out and try and start their Christmas shopping, but this year is going to be completely different for many reasons. Number one, let's talk about the retailers. Retailers have had, right across Australia, retailers have had a tough year with COVID-19. And I know people keep saying that they can't wait for 2021 to start, but this damn thing hasn't gone away yet. It's still with us. Hopefully by this time next year it will be. But it's still with us. And as we go into 2021, it's going to be still a tough time for retail.
Yeah, it certainly has been. And if we go back to March and April, we saw significant declines in foot traffic. We had non-essential retail closed. That particularly hit pretty hard those tourist strips, certainly hospitality. Hotels, pubs, clubs, that type of thing, all closed down. And now we're slowly reopening, and it's pleasing today to see, an announcement to open more borders here in Queensland with New South Wales and Victoria in the coming week or so. What we're also seeing, though, is a bounce back in spending, which I guess is welcomed by retailers as well as the hospitality industry. The preliminary results for last month, October, was released only a couple of days ago, showing about a 7.8% increase in sales in October 2020 in comparison to, October 2019. So it would appear that probably a lot of that money we would have spent travelling internationally or travelling domestically, even eating out at restaurants, pubs and clubs, is being channelled back into the retail sector, which is a pleasing sign for Christmas.
Gary, what about these sales that start this week, Friday, Black Friday and Cyber Monday? I know my inbox continually over the last week is starting to get lots and lots of people sending me specials. If I bought something online, I bet my bottom dollar in the last week I've received something in reference to Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Are these sales going to affect in-shop retailers a lot or not?
Well, I think what we're going to find is Black Friday. It really has become almost a week-long event. So this was really a US phenomenon. It was tied to, I guess, the Thanksgiving long weekend in the US. And slowly but surely, retailers and businesses have jumped on the bandwagon here in Australia and it's grown in popularity. Those promotional deals, those emails that you're receiving, your listeners are probably receiving exactly the same volume. It will have probably a benefit to physical retail. We'll see a lot of physical retailers promoting strongly this week and certainly on Friday and across the weekend. And then on Monday, it shifts to what we refer to as Cyber Monday, and it really becomes an online retail sales event. It's expected that this Friday alone, Australians will spend around about $3 billion in the retail sector, and across the weekend, including Monday, will come up to about $5 billion. I really think that this will be the starting point for Christmas shopping.
Gary, how does the three billion and the $5 billion with the two sales, how does that affect the after Christmas sales? Because if we go back 20 years, it was the after Christmas sale starting on Boxing Day that everyone was hanging out for, and you could not really bag a bargain leading up to Christmas. But that's now all changed. So how will these sales affect the after Christmas sales?
Yeah, it certainly has changed in the last decade, and I remember working in retail myself, and in the lead up to Christmas, retailers weren't discounting because you had some obligations to buy gifts. for Christmas, which they really had no need to discount. But competition has grown in the marketplace. We've seen the entry of certainly fast fashion retailers, the resurgence of discount department stores. So there's been a lot more stronger discounting in the lead up, certainly in the 6 weeks to Christmas. What it's done, certainly from last year, is pushed all of that sales revenue out of December and into November. And traditionally, you know, December was always the biggest sales month for retailers, and that's not been the case since last year, November being the biggest month. And if you think about November, we've had Amazon Prime Day in there, we've had Click Frenzy in there, we've had Singles Day in there, which was a Chinese online sales event, and now, of course, we've got the Black Friday sales and the Cyber Monday sales event. So lots of promotional activity taking place in November, which is dragging those sales out of December. And those post-Christmas sales, it's expected that this Friday the $3 billion will be bigger than the $2.7 billion we spent in Boxing Day sales last year.
Can the holiday sales turn a bad year around for retailers?
Yeah, I guess that the idea of Black Friday was to get retailers out of the red and into the black finally. And, you know, the story behind it was that you trade essentially for 11 months just to simply cover your cost of rent, lease, wages, cost of goods sold, and all the other costs involved. And then from about mid-November, end of November, those 5 or 6 weeks are generally pure profit. That's different for different retail sectors, but certainly having a successful retail period can make or break some retailers. And I think maybe some of your listeners would remember that sort of, that February period is often a time we see a number of retailers coming out, releasing their half-yearly sales results and also sometimes falling into voluntary administration because they just haven't attained those sales that they were hoping to attain over the Christmas period.
Gary, what about the support for local products and local retailers that are producing products made in Australia? Has that grown dramatically as a result of COVID-19?
Yeah, listen, I guess, COVID-19 has certainly had some devastating and negative impacts in the economy and certainly across retail areas. But I think the one positive sign that's come out of COVID-19 is a resurgence of working from home or a move to working from home and telecommuting or e-commuting. So we've run some data at QUT and also University of Western Australia and found that looking at foot traffic in CBD areas has simply declined. At the worst point in Melbourne during shutdown, foot traffic in Melbourne CBD was 84% down on the norm. In Sydney, it was around about 42%. Up here in Brisbane, we've returned to about 7% below the norm. So no CBD has actually returned to, I guess, normal foot traffic because we're working from home. If you've got a university campus embedded in the city, those students are sort of, live streaming lectures, so they're not coming into the city as well. That's been a positive uptake for local retailers, high street retailing, suburban shopping centres, because we're staying home, so we're having a coffee locally, we're shopping locally, we're going out and grabbing lunch locally now, we're not coming into those CBDs anymore.
It's a problem for CBDs though, isn't it? And it's a problem government is going to have to somehow address.
Well, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, what is the future of work? What is the future of CBDs? There's obviously a lot of superannuation firms that are, or accounts and funds that are tied to commercial property. And if you think the commercial property that's available in Sydney, Melbourne, or Brisbane or Adelaide, those main hubs, if you've got a law firm that has 4 or 5 floors or an accounting firm that has 4 or 5 floors, they may be saying, listen, 40% of my workforce is now working remotely. I don't need them to be in the office. They're more productive if they're not at home and having to sort of commute in an hour each way. So what do I do with these vacant floors? So the future of CBDs really starts to become a bit of a crystal ball, I guess.
It does. We'll leave it there. May you shop till you drop.
Thanks.
Over Christmas. Mate, all the best for Christmas and the new year if we don't talk again. And thank you for appearing on our show when you can across the year for us. We appreciate it and we'll look forward to talking to you next year.
Take care.
Thank you, Gary. Bye-bye. That's Professor Gary Mortimer. He's from the Queensland University of Technology. So, yeah, it will be a case of shop till you drop. And you've got to get on board and do it now because stocks may run out because these stocks aren't being replenished because they simply don't have the stocks. They haven't been able to get them from overseas with what's been happening with COVID-19.